All right, guys. We made it out. Colorado. San Luis. Oldest town in Colorado we're at right now. And we fucking sitting there drinking some beer, smoking a joint. Came across a guy named Joey that was going to court. Got high with him. Smoked a joint with him. Had some beers. It's pretty fun. We're out here fucking rocking the rabbi gear. Pat, visiting my brother Pat. It's a beautiful day. We're going to have the show tonight. Original Wig is 9:30 tonight, Wednesday. Stop by on the live chat. Say what's up. You know, you heard it on the fucking Old Uncle Dust podcast. And, you know, we're having a good day today. We're going to have some more beers. It turns out you can drink and, you know, you can't drink and drive legally, but you know what it is. Sometimes you take back country roads and just play a little song. And they had the best fucking Thai food out here at some Mexican restaurant. I'm not fucking cultured, but goddamn, it's good. So that was... How do you turn this fucking thing up, dude? It's hot as shit trying to start the AC in here. These cars start up by themselves. There we go. Bam. Got it. So it was fun, man. So far, it's day 4, Colorado. Flew out here on a $99 ticket. God bless America. Micro brews. I'm not a fan of IPAs, so these guys are gonna fucking hurt each other. Sometimes you just meet weird motherfuckers doing weird shit. And, you know, we fucking had a good time kicking it at this fucking park. Played wiffle. We played football with some young kids. It looked like they're gonna... The one kid had a serious anger issue. It turns out he's gonna go to jail a couple times.
He grew up without a dad.
He kept telling us... We go, man... He goes... He says something and I go, hey, man, well, you're gonna have to go home and tell your parents. He goes, parent!
Fuck that motherfucker!
Parent!
Fucking
fuck that... Fuck my dad, he says. And I go, all right, man. You know, you're gonna have to work through that and he's gonna go sit on the psychiatrist's couch for a little bit, work through that. I said, join the club, man. We've all grew up. I grew up without a dad. I don't remember being that angry, but it was pushed down. Obviously, it sucks when you go over to people's houses. Well, when you go over to other people's houses and they have dads and they're going out and they're having good times. It does suck, dude.
When you don't have.
Because I'm sorry, man. Am I recording or you?
I want to shut the fuck out. Either stay on this subject or shut the fuck up.
Yeah, you grew up without
a dad. So, basically, it is what it is. Pat's driving. He's got ponytails. We got rabbi outfits on. We're basically like, can you fucking either join the fucking club or fucking chill the fuck out?
Fuck this fucking club.
Jesus Christ, man. Stay. I'm trying to... I have to fucking record this shit.
I'm going
to
make your neck...
Chill the fuck out. We're at, welcome to Kumite. That's not...
Kumite. I'll fight you,
Super! I swear to God, this is Kumite Park. So, turns out we were just with Frank Dukes. I love Frank. Frank Dukes is the guy. I think you explain to people at home what Bloodsport is. It's the greatest goddamn movie. Jean-Claude's greatest movie. I mean, you got Lionheart, you got Bloodsport, Kickboxer, right? Those are his three go-to. Those are like the ones that solidified him.
What is it? Show us your...
I don't
mate.
Know. Your mind, I don't know what the fuck. Quit
death touch.
I don't fucking...
What's the word for death touch? Japanese?
Fucking sayonara? Fucking Hiroshima?
No, I don't
fucking know. Show us your balls.
Where he has to break the bricks. Show us your...
I don't fucking know, dude.
Dimmock.
Either say it or fucking knock it off. Jesus Christ. So, tonight, 9:30, Original Wiggus. Stop by. This was just a quick one. It popped up, man. It's not the video. The video will be up on Patreon. The Patreon's up, Patreon Firecrotch. That's my, you know, support high level. This is high level artistry. A lot of comedians give you low level, low hanging situations. I like to think of myself as a, you know, maybe not, I don't know what Picasso was doing, but like whoever Picasso is, like the guy that was like, you know what I mean? You know, follow him? We don't need to be following anybody. What the fuck are you talking about? Stay away from those fucking...
I got a trick.
You guys are fucking... I mean, they were nice enough, but...
What are you slowing down for?
They never nice enough. They were nice enough, but... Big curly. I still can't ever get used to grown men with, like, nail polish. I just feel like you need to tell me why you did it. That's all. I don't care. Right? Is it safe to say he was a homo? It's not safe to say.
I didn't say that. Maybe he just likes wearing it where he wears
sex. Well, I'm just saying, you should just be like, I don't worry, you know, I'm not coming on to you. Because I felt like the sex was...
He was not coming on to you.
It seemed like he was coming on to you. He was real hype on the incest joke.
If he was, then that's fucking, I'm a sexy boy and fucking boy.
Why do they like the incest joke? Would you, folks, you'll hear the incest joke later. Me and my brother are playing.
If you tune in and you're lucky and you pay money on Patron.
Slow down. Slow down, Tiger Woods. Slow down.
You hear that joke?
Trying to explain. That's not a joke. That we were playing wiffle ball. I said, I bet you, if you hit a home run off me right now, I'll top you off. Pat hit a home run. Therefore, fucking went on. He went on for the next 20 minutes about how he was going to collect a top off from his own brother by going to court and having the judge issue an order.
Him.
Which is just dead wrong. But then these other two guys that we don't know for shit. The other two guys, which was fun. It made it funny that we brought these other two guys into our fucking world. Which is fun. We always find, it's fun when me and my brother find, you know, we're in these weird, you know, we're having fun and then we bring these other two, weird motherfuckers in.
Or you can.
On our situation. So you'll hear that in the episode. It's fun. If you want to see the video, it'll be on Patreon. So join that son of a bitch. Support
your name, Tron.
You know what I mean?
You got to pay.
All right, Tron. Slow down, buddy. I'm just trying to end this shit. It's already fucking.
No, get off of my.
God damn.
They've had enough.
You
pay bucks next time.
Well, this is the free. This is the free. This is the free fucking audio.
Free. Go to Patron. Uncle Dust Comedy.
Go to.
Chip in.
I gotta see who else we got. Shout out Mrs. Rio's food and whatnot. Cliff Focus. Focus CDS on YouTube. Who else? Ian Ellis. Support his work over there on YouTube.
Magic
Good parody. Brendan Schaub situations. Bobby Lee.
And watch my new podcast, Back to the Lecture at Hand. Available only through Uncle Dust Comedy.
Hold on, motherfucker. Can you just stop yapping? And who else? We got... Oh, that's about
Pops.
It. Shout out Colorado, man. Thanks for having me. And fuck it. Two tears in a bucket. Love you, motherfuckers. Salute.
Yeah. Cool. I'm a.
He's on.
But thank you.
Time right now.
Yeah,
I'm
not
gonna pay this motherfucker to sit around and not record videos and not fucking.
We got a show tonight.
A show tonight.
Yeah. At 9:30.
So
I gotta stay. I gotta prep. I'm trying to fucking.
Where y'all be performing at?
Well, this one's good. This is the show online. This is the original Wigs. The original Wiggers.
Yeah.
You know what a wig is?
I do not know.
How old are you?
I'm 27.
Okay. Well, back in the day, the honkies and anybody else that liked any type of black culture, they used to call us wiggers, right? With the hard ER.
If you listen to rap music, if you're a white boy, listen
so,
to rap.
So when you're, I'm 43 now. I'll be 44 soon. Now it's fine. Everybody loves everything. It's all good. It's a different America. But back then, you know, fucking motherfuckers would hit you with they would be like, what the fuck is up with that wigger shit, man? You know what I mean? So we took it. Now we're older and we do, you know what I mean? We're comedians, so we took it and made it as like a parody.
That's pretty cool though, bro.
So we got the
comedy.
So we got this situation here.
Okay, so for instance, if I'm at the park, like so,
mm-hmm.
Okay, Ronco, hashtag.
Ronco?
If I'm at the park, like so,
mm-hmm.
And I'm drinking a beer, like so. One time rolled by, got to hit the duck off like so. Now, if you got it like so, and you see someone go, you can tip back the B.O. Just a duck off, yo.
Just drinking a little bit. We're having a few drinks out here. The
back
show's
to the
9:30 tonight, everybody. Original Wig is live with the talented Mr. Cliff Focus and myself. It'll be short. It's not going to be a long one tonight. Unfortunately,
yes,
his kids got COVID, so they're not. You know, he's got to get in and out. So I'm sorry, Mr. Rabbi.
We're not gonna talk
hit us,
about. If you want to
hit us with a
story,
now, my fellow Rabbi, we just flew in from Israel, and being that we're Israelis in America, and my man right here,
Juanito
is showing us some love. He's sparked up a dude over here. Say what's up?
Yeah, I gotta show that love, y'all.
He's showing the love. And my man, and now my brother from was gonna hit us with an official Israeli rabbi bars. So hit us with a
yo. Whoa. What? But huh?
Yo. And there you got it. That's what we're here for. We're here for that seriousness. that serious rabbi activities. We want to salute everybody out there that's also the Jewish faith. Like we're also of the Jewish Hebrew, also slash Muslim, also slash all the sexual orientations, all the slash. And we want to shout out especially the LGBT community. And we want to coexist like the bumper stickers that I see. I think that's a good idea. And we just got finished whooping some kids' ass in football. And even though we're approaching our late 40s, we still whoop kids' asses in football at the park. It never loses its fucking fun. I don't know what it is about beating a young youth human being at a sport. It feels good. Also, I throw football. It's still pretty good. Now, the next sport.
Anyway, hold on. One is, how do you feel about us whooping a bunch of kids?
We got wiffle ball situation.
Wait, hold on.
Huh?
Get him on camera, dude. How do you feel about us whooping a bunch of little kids' ass at football 5 minutes ago?
Kids, that just shows me that you guys still got that strength. You guys still got that drive like any other fucking person out there, bro.
You goddamn right. And that's what it's about. We're out here at the oldest park in southeast southern Colorado. I think it was San Luis. They have three large dispensaries that we have frequented frequently, and also a beautiful Thai spot, Mrs. Rio's. Which is fucking delicious, dude. The vegetables.
But quit going there because you motherfuckers are filling it up and we can't get no fucking burr.
And so we basically went over there and pounded some itchy bonds. Shout out to Mrs. Rios, who's, I don't think he's even named Miss Rios. He looks like he's from goddamn Thailand. I don't see a Miss Rios over there. I think it was whoever owned it before. It was probably a Mexican family and they had Mexican food. But then he said, fuck it, I'm making Thai food. So. What kind of weed are we smoking over here?
Shit, anything and everything, bro. Just mix that shit all up together.
Yes! Yeah! That's what we're smoking out here. We met my man out there. Talk about your situation now. You came over here. How'd you get over here from Israel? He rode a boat. So I came over here via what happened was is there's an exotic pet dealer out in Florida, and he was nice enough. He came over there. A lot of people don't know that Israeli is the home of the salamander. That's a rare species of a salamander that has it prays in seven different languages, and you open the old Talmud. If you play Madonna backwards, it gives you a certain vibe that we all can agree that is the best. And that's why the Israelis are the best. And get it through your thick skulls. This is what we're about in our lives.
I got a ranch.
Now, brother, can I talk to you for a second? I'm sorry. Now, when you first came over, what did you first think of America when you got here?
First thing I thought was, man, this place is kind of groovy.
I'm not going to comment on the certain heat that just came off of your fucking goddamn mouth. I'm like, what the fuck? You know, we're just two brothers that like to be hands-on. I feel like this is what it's like to get molested at a young age. I'm not going to lie to you. It feels good, but also I'm like, it's wrong. None for nothing.
Fuck you. Welcome to the jungle.
Jesus. My brother gets a little hype. You got to forgive my brother, Jebediah. Brother Jebediah gets a little hype. We're in America. I mean, we're not used to this freedom. I mean, Israeli, you know, it's a beautiful country. There's plenty of sand. There's fights. There's what else are they doing in Israel? They make a mean matzo ball soup. They what else they got going over there? What else they do in Jerusalem?
I have no clue.
He said that what they do is they have like a certain way of life where they smoke weed. A lot of people don't know this. The Jewish faith is heavy in the weed game. Hey, they are. You know what I mean?
Bomb-ass
kush in Jerusalem, dude. A lot of people don't know that, dude. And we just want to say L'chaim to everybody smoking weed, all our Hebrews out there eating Hebrew nationals after they get high. You get high and you're going to want to eat a hot dog or maybe some chili or chili con carne. You know what they do over there, Pat? They take the Hebrew nationals, being that it's kosher, and they chop it up and throw it in a taco.
I found these beers in the truck.
I'm sorry?
I found these beers in the truck, bro.
You just found beers?
Yeah, there's about 12 of them.
Now, that's not your truck. You know that, right?
No, it's cool, brother. It's got ice in it.
You know this isn't just... Look.
Score, player.
What kind of beers?
Drink up, motherfucker.
Where'd you get these from? I don't want
to. Mine a laundromat, brother. Mine is big.
Well, I didn't know that it was about that live, but 9:30 tonight, Original Wig is live. Come join the live chat.
Yeah. You know,
we're going to be chilling like a villain. We're going to be fucking, you know, talking about serious stuff. There's serious topics in America today that they're going to, you guys need to watch the back. Here's a serious situation. We were out here later. We're trying to go on the Rio Grande, and we're trying to float down illegally into Mexico, therefore building a synagogue for handicapped and kids with one arm. Now, I'm sorry, kids with two arms, you can't get in. This is for kids with one arm, the Jewish faith only. You can donate by going to 1-800-O-N-E-L-A-H-I-M. That'll get you directed directly to certain people that maybe may or not have did 9/11. I'm not here to talk about that. Okay, I am a Jew. I can't talk outside of my religion on situations that maybe occurred. I just want to make it clear. I do not believe that the Jewish people committed 9/11. It was a joke. I don't know. Maybe they did. Who knows? Do we know? Nobody knows nothing. I'm over here from Israel. Don't give me a hard time. Now, what is the situation? Rabbi Jebediah, now what is the situation here in America with psilocybin? Is it abundant?
Hell, I'll tell you. If you go get me a beer.
You need, what kind of beer you want, bub?
Cold beer.
I didn't know that the Jewish people have a southern accent. I wasn't aware. No.
Don't fucking give me the left hander.
You want to?
Do not. No. Give me. I'm gonna go with it. Give me the yellow top.
Yellow top.
Yeah, bro. Don't hit me with that fucking left hander. That's gonna put me in the grave. You suck me down, bubba. Them red, yeah. Drink all the reds and fuck.
You're never gonna make it to the show.
You think I won't? Dare me.
Well, let's make a personal challenge. How about you drink beers nonstop until the show, and then we'll see how the show goes.
The show's in three hours, dude. Right. 4 hours. Good to go, dude.
Yeah.
We're out here sweating, like, you know what I mean? We're sweating. We're gonna play some wiffle ball. But shit. Now. He got a little wound up off of old mom's, huh? Mom's had a little. We're waiting for our compadre that we met over here at the local San Luis, Colorado Park, driving by, and my man had an issue with his mother. He regrets it. He's now in court currently. He smoked two joints with the THC equivalent of about 60%. And now he's in front of a judge currently after he pounded three beers and we listened to Joe Walsh's Life Go On. I'm sending all the positive vibes to Joey. I hope that we see you out here shortly. I think we will. And that's what rabbis are all about, L'Chaim. The rapping rabbis are about that life. And we're about just people that we meet in random parks in historic districts where a lot of people came through here on horse carriages. A lot of people came through here on, you know, their bare feet. I mean, they just walked. Some people they said, fuck it, I don't want to work in a, you know, like maybe a whorehouse any longer. And they beat the fuck out of somebody. They beat up their pimp, you know what I mean, like Swearinger from fucking Deadwood. And they just whooped the shit and they just started walking. And we want to salute those prostitutes that made that carriage across the western plains of the United States and ended up in San Luis Valley. So, again, that's 9:30, original. I don't know why I gotta fucking promo this shit every goddamn 10 minutes. 9:30, Wednesdays. God damn it. Fucking stop by, share something, tell a friend. For the love of God, for the love of Yahweh, I will wear a different religious garb for every show and every broadcast. Can we get up to 300, please? Can we get the subs up to 300? Help me. Help us. Yahweh, help us. Fucking, you know, give us a hand, man. Share it with somebody. Send a link. All right?
This one's for you. If you share this, if you didn't share it, you know what I'm going to ask? I'm going to ask you respectfully. You know, this is what they did back in the day. If you were sick, you just said, you didn't say anything to anybody. You just got up and walked out in the court. If you were alive in like the 1800s, 1700s, and you got like STD and it started like eating away at your brain, you started degenerating, you just respectfully get up one day and walk out in the forest and just lie there. And I respect that, dude. And I feel like if you're not sharing this, I feel like you should respectfully do that. I don't wish any harm on you. I don't wish any negativity to your family. I'm not going to wish that you got fired from your job. I'm not going to wish that, like, you know, maybe the baby comes across you in Walmart and shoots you in the face. And then maybe he gets away with it. And then you go, maybe this guy's an FBI informant. I mean, how's he still walking the goddamn streets performing concerts for about 100K a goddamn fucking rap show? I'm not in the Jewish faith, would I hate it like that? But we also ask, what the fuck, dude? The fuck, universe? How about you bless the ones that are fucking putting out some positive entertainment? Some positive, you know, we just want you to forget about your worries. I mean, do I have to sing the Cheers anthem right now? Making your way takes everything you got. Wouldn't you like to get away? Where everybody knows your name. Dun, 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 dun. And they're always glad you came. Dun, dun. You want to go where people know. People are all the same. You want to go where everybody knows your name. Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun. Ring. And that's the original Wiggins Promise. Tonight, 9:30 Eastern, you're going to get more information like that than you can handle. That's the serious situation. And, yeah, there's some kids out here that shouldn't be out here by themselves, but we're out here watching because we also saw a video today on Twitter where there's, like, some upper echelon honkies that we don't really stand with, these type of honkies. We have to separate ourselves from certain situations. And this honky claimed that we should just accept pedophilia in as a sexual orientation. And at this junction, I'd like to just say that the original Wiggins don't stand for that shit. We don't think that pedoism is a, you know, the same as like maybe loving the same sex or situations that we appreciate. You know, we feel that like anybody that wants to have sex with a child is wrong. Oh, shit, he's out.
Yep.
Hell yeah, my man's out on bail. California dreaming.
Nice meeting
you. Yeah, brother, be good. Drive safe.
We send our love from the rap pies.
I thought that motherfucker was going. Yeah, I thought they were going to be locked up. They got me locked up. They won't let me out. I'm locked up.
This is a fine machine. Back rubber.
I'm a new robot. Do you like
The last part with the elbow wasn't really necessary.
What about this part?
Oh, fuck!
Karate G. What about this part?
Oh, goddamn, mother! I'm fucked. Oh, you fucking cocksucker.
Yes, got him. Oh, was that all you got?
I'll fucking give you what?
Don't make me get my throat messed up.
I'll fuck you up. God damn it, man. Why'd you have to kick me in the goddamn kidney?
I rubbed it long enough. I made up for it. Fuck. Welcome to the jungle, bitch.
I'm about to show you what Israeli fucking Mike can do, dude.
Double down, Dorico.
All right, pitch me one.
What you gonna do about that?
I don't know, but pitch me one.
Yeah, come on, go play.
The hind.
Okay.
Nope.
You got a cold one or no?
I got one right here.
Okay. Put it over by this tree.
Lost a bunch of bugs under that tree.
Mm-hmm.
So just keep it on this table for once in your life.
I don't know why you buy these ones. It's too dark, dude.
Why'd you put the goddamn fucking
jackass?
That's called the shuck and die. Batter up. Wait,
Watch it go.
Woo! Out this truck, boy!
Break. I got my hand eye like similar to like Bo Jackson. Is what a lot of people say. Have Bo Jackson and have Ken Griffey Jr. My hand eye coordination. Kind of what they say. Mostly Bo though. The paper. Mostly.
Oh!
Too low.
Come on!
It dropped before the plate, bro.
Let's go it. Throw back.
Watch, I'm gonna knock your motherfucking head off.
You hit a home run, I'll suck you off.
Okay. That's the bad. That's the bad.
Fuck yeah! Suck it! Suck it, boy!
Over here. Both knees on the grass.
God damn it.
You bet it.
Get the fuck out of here.
You bet it? I get it. You bet it?
I'll punch that dick. Oh, look, he's back.
Let's get up. All right, so let's talk.
Look, I made look little, brother.
Where'd you do with that beer?
I made look little, brother.
What'd you do with that beer?
Well, that's because I am little.
All right.
So you hit me one more time, you know, I'll probably fall down and cry.
So you were talking about that.
Yeah.
So what happened? You went.
You got any germs?
You went and stood in front of the judge.
No, I didn't light it.
You went and stood in front of the judge. What do you say?
So he's like, all right, I see what you're doing, everything you have been doing. I'm going to go ahead and excuse the 30 days. If you can just prove to me, you can take care of probation.
So you got to wear the wristlet? You have to wear the bracelet?
No, just probation.
Can you smoke weed?
Yeah, I can smoke weed. All I got to do is just get a medical marijuana license.
And they said
it's all right.
And it's legal.
Yep.
So within 30 days.
And that was the actual lawyer that told me that.
So you got to piss test in every month?
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
I'm all right with that.
You're all right?
Yeah.
Couldn't your mom drop the charges?
No.
They picked it up. State picked it up.
Yep, they did.
What? Why was it? It was a misdemeanor, right?
It was a felony.
It was a felony.
Yeah, for dropped to a misdemeanor.
What was the charge?
Domestic trespassing.
Is a felony?
Criminal trespassing. Yeah. Well, it's criminal trespassing.
What's that mean? Criminal? Like, I mean, you steal something?
In their door.
To steal
so,
or
like, you know, the door got like
damage.
700 damage. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, shit. Hey, kids out there, just don't, you know. If there's anything you learned about this, what do you take away from this life lesson?
Don't ruin relationships with your family.
They fucking men. You know what I mean? Let parents just, they're parents. They're old. They're stuck in their ways. Just let them be and keep them moving.
My own blowjob. This is like fucking time machine.
Yup. Straight up incest, bro. This is straight up incest.
He owes, bro.
This guy's trying to collect on
he's
a fucking a brother blowjob.
Listen, he said it, brother.
he shouldn't open his motherfucking mouth, right, Cut?
Everybody, listen,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
He said it. I didn't throw that.
All right, man. You know what?
That's guilty
as charged. Guilty as charged. Am I guilty in the court?
You gave yourself up.
It's like giving up. I mean, I did.
On the teaching, bro.
I did. So you're basically saying the state owns my mouth, and I have to
get it. I'm talking about a four-wheel driving like you stole it.
I'm not doing brother's incest, dude. First of all, I'm not doing brother's incest.
Fucking the Honorable Joseph, the Honorable Manny, Joey Martinez.
Oh, now
the Honorable Victor.
Joey just stepped it up to me swallowing, not only sucking my own brother off, but swallowing cum. Here's the brother sucking dick, huh?
Listen, you all me, baby.
Wow!
It's a day of celebration. Beers for everybody. My brother got
stuck
in my dick. He lost. Got stuck in my dick.
He's waiting. Don't you feel like that's too happy?
Yeah, just a little.
Don't you feel like? You feel like that? Yeah. That's like if somebody goes, listen,
I was,
man.
I was more like, whoa, wait, man.
Do you want to die? And you go, no. And you go, all right, man, you know what you're going to do? You got to suck your brother's dick to live.
He's like, no, man, jump. Just jump, bro. You're good.
This guy is excited right now that without a gun to his head or mine, that his brother's going to have to top him off.
The Honorable Manny Joey Martinez, what was the verdict in kangaroo court, brother?
So I got 15. Guilty? Yeah, guilty.
You had to say no contest or guilty?
No, guilty, motherfucker. Yeah, guilty.
But you did that shit.
No, he tried to defend it. He tried to defend it. Guilty.
Up to
fucking one blowjob plus one hand job from my own fucking bloodline.
What?
So why is sideways.
I don't understand what just happened. Why are you trying to add on?
I went 180.
Why are you trying to?
I want punitive. You try to violate.
I don't.
Geico, bro.
You just want to make it greenfield. That's it.
Why is it? Why are you stepping up the weird incest step?
I'll tell you what,
sex acts. I don't understand.
You know how I feel. Be the same motherfucker. My whole family is taking me to court to see if I can get in the door. You know what I'm saying? You feel me. Right?
Well.
No, he doesn't feel you.
Situation. They said
what the fuck is this guy talking about? Don't trust a man that says he's gonna let his own brother suck him off. That you know what? You lose all credibility.
I just wanted to acknowledge that's what you owe me. I didn't say I'm gonna claim it, but I want my fucking IOU on paper contract.
Hey, bro,
so if I do,
like
should
world,
I need
right?
to claim?
It's like the end of the world, right? And he's like, hey, bro, it's only us.
Let's get this over with. Before we go out, you got a debt.
Bro.
There's a debt owed. There is a debt owed currently.
Dust out of that chamber.
There's a debt owed.
You are
payable in full to completion.
You want my dentures in or out?
Oh, damn.
Out.
Oh, damn.
You want those popped out?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's the best.
You want
that Yardy Gummy judge, action, bro?
Judge Manny Joe Martin Martinez over here.
Now, do you want your balls cradled, or is it all? And can I use the twist and turn method, or is it all mouth work?
Okay, I'd like you actually. If you can get like a shoelace and tie it around the base and kind of choke it a little bit to allow blood to not escape back down, and to keep it aroused at all times, that's gonna work best for me. Otherwise, it's gonna go soft as soon as I take your mustache or your BOA.
How long do you think it is
just
before
get a little shoelace and tighten it a little bit, keep the blood up top while you handle bids?
So now I'm responsible for your weak dick problems.
Listen, go get that ball. I just cranked a home run in one blowjob, bro.
That's
you
got a
walkie,
brother.
That's earned. And if you want to work this thing off, well, you don't have to come through the clutch. You know what I'm saying, bro? If you want to fucking work this out another
what,
way,
what synagogue do you go to, Rabbi?
We might be able to cut some kind of deezy, brother.
You know,
we might be able to cut some kind of
what synagogue do you go to, bro?
Deezy.
What is this?
Deezy.
I thought you were a godly man.
You know what? I think I want to cash out right now. Drop it down. Shut the camera off. Let's do personal.
Are you going
to
take all your clothes off except your rabbi, gear?
Shut the camera off and do what you're told.
Oh, damn.
Don't you want to take him to the lake or something, bro?
Yeah. Listen, brother.
You going to feed me?
I got two eyewitnesses. No. I'll file an injunction, bro. It ain't no big deal. I can go to court route. I'll file an injunction. I got two witnesses right motherfucker
oh,
here.
Oh, shit.
Will you guys support?
Hey, Joey?
Will you appear for me in court? Come on, listen. Joey, would you appear for me in court?
in this situation.
I will, but I'm not there.
Don't have to look it up. Juanito, can I got you backing?
Hey, hey, he tell me the story. I got a story. Like this. He tells me the story. He goes, I had a friend that liked to get prostitutes, right? And he said that he would bring them home and just let them spend the night and just kind of like rent a wife that you can be meeting. Yeah, right? But he said he came over. He came over and he goes, hey, man, you want to come in and have a beer? And Pat goes, yeah, I'll come in. He comes in. He's really talking to this broad, kind of fucking abusive. And the guy goes, he goes, I'm going to get some head. He goes, you can sit here and watch. And what, Pat, what'd you say, Pat? Pat, watch. What's up with that? That's fine. It's 2022, dude.
Yeah, bro, do what you got
to do. Do what you want to do. Whatever gets you off. But then for him to turn around and try to take me to court for an incest violation of a contract, a verbal contract. I don't think it'll hold up.
They can look at and say, I think honestly, he
wanted to fill me with the cream, dude. That's the wrong situation.
They just wanted to come back and say, I'm doing my motherfucking thing.
What?
Turn that fucking
microphone up. Get that shit off me. I'm trying to kick it.
He wants evidence.
Yeah, I got to document this. So when the judge, we're in front of the court, dude, and the judge is like, do you have any evidence, you know what I mean, that your brother's... You lost. You owe.
Or at this point, he could hurt me. You know what I mean?
He's getting a little worked up.
You know? I've been lifting weights, too, brother. I just started yesterday.
You should be cooled out then. You should be cooled out right now. Maybe you need to lift some.
Cool. Exactly. I just don't like being lied to,
and I don't like lying-ass motherfuckers.
But you like to have your brother chop you off.
Keep talking about it, and we're gonna cash it out. Now, that's my only way to tone you down.
I just want everybody to know.
You guys are gonna have to watch it. Hey, get the camera. Listen, they're gonna record it. They'll record it.
Oh, this is gonna get sold. You're saying
this is gonna get sold? Come on, listen, help me brother out, bro. Help me out, bro.
Listen,
I don't got much.
This might change the whole dynamic.
I don't got much
dollar or two. I'll go gay incest for pay.
It's a man on man, brother.
Some people go gay for pay. I'll go gay incest for pay. It's fine.
You never see a live show like
this, bro.
And it's going straight on the internet.
You know what I mean?
You get an executive producer credit. It's going straight on the internet. Ain't never seen nothing like this before in real life. You got me? You hold the camera?
I'm not holding the camera. I got a friend that'll hold the camera.
Bet.
I ain't gay.
And I'm talking about that.
Stand on the side and give you all direction on what looks good.
So he wants to be, you want to be like a Martin Scorsese?
I can manage that.
You want to be like a Martin Scorsese, a Michael Mann of directing
incest
porn?
You're going to get the guy in the background. You know? You
think there's incest, real incest porn out there? I mean, because there's fake incest porn where they just sell it to you in the category.
How do you know that?
Well, because everybody goes to like stepdaughter, stepmom.
You gone to Kentucky?
I'm not from Kentucky, no. I'm from California.
Oh, I've gone to Kentucky. And yes, there is incest.
But are they recording and putting it out for public consumption via Pornhub? Or
man, if there's people twisted enough to do like eating people, to murdering people, to necrophilia, come on, you can't.
Elon Musk's dad was boning his stepdaughter.
That's the same thing. That's almost asking me, like, hey, incest, do you think there's aliens out there? And I'm like, you see how big this fucking galaxy is? I mean, we're only in a galaxy.
You think the aliens?
No, that's selfish. Do you think of that?
That is selfish. Could be a fucking selfish dude.
That's what my dad told me though. If I actually think that there's nothing other kind of life out there, man, I'm being selfish about this whole universe.
Yeah. Oh, he's a smart man.
Sounds like a smart dude.
Yeah, he is.
Now,
Virgo. I didn't even follow any of the zodiac signs that time. That shit helps.
It does.
Yeah, it does. What are
now,
you?
Aquarius.
Oh.
What is that? Is that like Outcast?
First house,
that's like Outcast, right?
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Aquarius?
Yeah, that's pretty similar to what they do in
the first house.
So like, hey, y'all, right?
Capricorn is more of the top.
Capricorn.
Capricorn. No, it isn't.
Not to be confused with Capcom.
If you understand like each person's place, then you understand your place. And it's never an argument. It's not pride.
When's that birthday? When's the birthday?
February 13th.
Oh no, you got one more time around. It's okay if you fuck up this time.
Oh man, what the fuck are you talking about? I don't like that talk.
There's 12. Well, there's 12 houses we go through each one.
From
Aries to Pisces.
Right now we're in like the House of Leo or something like that, right?
Well, in 99, we were moving into the house of. Wait a minute, we were moving in the house of.
Yeah, right.
What house are we moving into? We're moving in the house of. What name that? Name that? What's the sign? Do you know any of them?
and my mom, my grandma,
Aquarius, which is now, right? Aren't we in the we're in the house of Aquarius?
On Jeremy, bro.
I believe. Which is wild because I listened to an album in like 99.
Maybe quick.
KRS One album. You know KRS One?
Maybe quick. Fucking
rapper.
Go and.
Anyway, he's a rapper, and he had an album.
Maybe quick. Go ahead.
At the end, he was saying they were moving into this house of Aquarius, where people would be getting in touch with their femininity, masculinity mixed with femininity. And if you look, you know, if we look at like mainstream and what's happening with the sexual orientation, everybody kind of like getting in touch with what they.
That's why,
right?
Social service stepped in and
kind of told the future.
Adopted, you know, got put in.
I kind of, I mean, and this was in 90. Because believe me, how old were you in 98, 97?
Your grandma's dead.
That was like 2 years old.
It wasn't like that in 90. Let me tell you something, bro. I was old enough to know that like there was only two sexual
orientations.
That's it. I mean, like people identified as like maybe gay or lesbian, but that was it.
Bro, you know what? There's even a fucking story.
She's laced up with cash. There's like,
well, I know that because I also found out
that
her, my great grandma and grandma, a grandpa on that side, they're rich too. Freemasons.
What?
Freemasons at one point. Yeah, and they had a place over in Grand Junction, had a piece of land and shit, and dune farming. Freemasons are actually a very, 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 very old culture in the same sense of how our nation's made today.
Damn right they are.
Yeah.
Let's drink to that. Shout out to the Freemasons.
Yeah, that's cool.
I don't know.
Well, a lot of people think they're evil. They're not. They're just an organization.
Let me get you on this tip, okay? This is the same thing as us being like, we could be an ugly being. We have that choice. Right, in the same way as a system, in that same sense, can be an ugly sense.
Mm.
They could choose to be that way. You know, that's how they choose to go and do it. That's why you got like all these other backstories of all the fucking Freemasons and stuff. You know what I mean? Because there is folks out there that decide to go and take something sacred and desecrate it.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Happens all the time, dude. Mm-hmm.
Oh shit!
I mean, at one time, I remember somebody told me the only way you could tell a Freemason if you asked them three times. You had to go like, are you a Freemason? Then you go, no. Huh? You go, are you a Freemason? They go,
yeah,
I don't know what this is. Some shit I read on the internet. It ain't true. You know what I'm saying.
I bought all these beers this morning, bro.
It's hey, kind of.
What do you want, a can?
Yeah, give him a can. Yeah. Give him a can.
Oh. Am I holding your time up?
You got to go somewhere, bro?
He's got shit to do.
Does he?
I'm about to find out. What's up?
All right.
Bro, I know. Are you chilling?
Tonight, stop by.
This our friend.
Original Wig is, the original Wig is on YouTube around, with the talented Mr. Clip Focus and myself later on today. Salute everybody, man. Enjoy your life. You know, fuck the bullshit. Turn off the news. Fucking be happy. Love you, motherfuckers.
All right, bro.
Anybody got any last words?
Any last words? I just say love your family, love your life as much as you possibly can, and do everything you can to take all hate out of it.
I got Brittany Griner to say too. If it's brown, flush it down. Keep that in mind.
Free Brittany Griner, or the fuck are we coming over there?
She just got. Okay. She just put in a guilty plea today. I saw.
Well,
yeah.
We're gonna come.
Yeah,
we're coming for you.
Yeah, weed, legalize weed, Russia, you cocksuckers.
Get down like Jimi Hendrix.
Motherfucker, get down.
What time is it getting hot out here? Yeah, what's it?